How big is your network? A few people? A few dozen? A few hundred? A few thousand? Today, I spoke with Joe Duncan. He's the founder of Before 5 AM, co-founder of Impact Billions, a public speaker, coach, and entrepreneur, and he has a combined social media reach of over 2 million people. We spoke about how to grow a loyal following and a fan base, the importance of personal branding, and how you can leverage your online network for real offline opportunities, and why it's so important to pay it forward and use that network for good. I got to learn a lot about Joe's incredible story, how he found his passion, and what he's done in the last few years to grow this impressive network. Now, if you've ever wanted to hear from a true industry influencer, then stay tuned, because I know that you're going to learn a ton from this interview. I certainly did. So get ready and enjoy.
Hello, everyone. I'm extremely excited to have Mr. Joe Duncan on the show today. He is an entrepreneur, an author, a motivational expert, a speaker, an Instagram influencer. He's the co-founder of Impact Billions and the founder of Before 5 AM. He has a social media reach of well over a million people, and we are extremely excited to have him here with us today, all the way from the land down under. Joe, how are you?
Good day, mate. How are you going? Good to catch up with you and your audience. I'm trying to stay out of trouble here. It's winter in Australia, so trying to stay inside and nice and warm.
Absolutely. So for some of our folks who have absolutely no idea who you are, why don't you tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Lucky them. If you don't know who I am, my name's Joe, which Brenda went over. And basically, I run a company, a personal development company. And Before 5 AM is something which you guys see online, and you can look at that on Instagram. And basically, I'm all about helping people change their life around by changing their routines, habits, and rituals, by making a few shifts in their beliefs and how they go about running their life. They can actually start to do what they love, move towards the thing they care most about, and build the life they want to build. So that's the core of everything I teach. And I'm all about simple. I'm all about basic. Bring things back to the fundamentals. And there's nothing more basic than waking up a little bit earlier. So that's where the whole concept of Before 5 a.m. came from. Other than that, I'm involved with Impact Billions, which is a nonprofit, and we're trying to use our social media reach to really make an impact and make a difference in the lives of others around the world, and show everyone that social media can be used for positive things, which you and I both know.
Absolutely. So how did you get into all of this development and helping everyone on their journey here?
You know, it's a great story. In my case, I knew quite young what I was born to do, but just because you kind of know that you have a gift or a talent doesn't mean you can activate it or share it with the world, because you don't know if you have any credibility, if you have a right to step up. Do I need to do these few things before I can step on a stage? Anyway, it came to me eventually later on in life that, you know what, dude, you can do all the other things and be successful at that, but the one thing you want to be successful at is touching people's hearts, helping them, sharing your gift and talent. So just go and do it. So at that moment, I cut everything off about 3-4 years ago and went for it. And you know what, it's paid off. And talk about going with your heart and what's the old saying? Follow your heart and everything will play out, or the money will come, or whatever it is. Plenty of cliches. I hate to break it to you, they're all true.
Fantastic. You dive out and hope for the net, and if you're doing the right thing, then it'll catch you.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. So you said it's been 3 years now that you've really been working in this niche?
Yeah, 100%. 3 years, day in, day out, and I just put my heart and soul into it. I wrapped up a few of my other interests, and now I'm fully in the personal development realm and coaching people and speaking and what I do. And it was the best decision I ever made, but it was a hard decision to make, because for those years before then, I just couldn't find the thing inside me to just activate that and share what I believed I could do. So, but the good news is I went on a great journey through life. And if I didn't go through that journey of life, how could I help anyone? And I tell you, at 18, if you asked me, hey, Joe, do you think you could help people and change the world? I would have told you absolutely. But you know, knowing what I know now, I'm no way could that guy tell anyone what to do. He hadn't experienced the highs and lows of life. He hadn't been through all the different things which happened. So lucky I went on that journey. And trust me, I didn't always think I was lucky on that journey. So, you know, that's life.
Fantastic. Now, in your coaching, what would you say are the top 3 skills that are necessary for someone to really break out and succeed today?
Yeah, number one, you've got to get clear. You've got to work out what it is you want to create, what your purpose is, what you want to share. A lot of people, where they make the mistake of, and this is true for anyone who sets goals, where they make their fundamental mistake is they're looking for something to come to them rather than expend themselves. So number one, you've got to learn how to expend yourself and put yourself out there. So that's usually something you want to share, something you want to gift, something you want to experience through what you do. So that's where most people go wrong. They think that their goal should be something that they get. Really, there's nothing you get in life. It's all what you put out. So that's the first thing you got to get clear on that and realize what it is I'm happy to share every day. And if you can find that passion, it doesn't always have to be your life purpose. It can be your passion. It can be something you care a lot about. But if you can find that, your life immensely changes. And then once you've done that, then you've got to break down the how to get that. And that's where sort of productivity comes in, changing things around, going to bed a bit earlier, working on your passion first thing in the morning, and then going to work for someone else. You know, use your best part of the day to work on your dream, and then, you know what, sleep on someone else's paycheck, as I say, although you don't want to do that. But, you know, get to work at 9 o'clock and be absolutely buggered and wrecked because you've just spent the last 4 hours working on your dream, and that's how you kind of turn your life around. And then finally, I usually look at things like belief systems and just changing those things within you. And usually that's the hard part. You know, when you don't really believe that you're worthy or you can do something, that's when we kind of start hiding from ourselves and don't believe we can step out. And you look at a five-year-old kid versus a 30-year-old version of yourself, and the five-year-old's always bubbly, full of energy, full of passion. And as you get older, you do kind of seem to lose that because life kind of hits you for a brick a few times and things go your way or they don't go your way. But that's one of the three things I look at generally.
Fantastic. Now, so tell me a little bit about how this waking up at 5 a.m., making that 4 hour span, how did you really come to be with all that, or how did that come to fruition?
Yeah, great question. I used to do the 9-to-5 grind, and I assure you, and I'm sure most of you guys watching, it's not really 9-to-5, Joe. It's more like 7 o'clock till 7 o'clock. But whatever the case was, I realized I was doing this grind. I was very good at my job, but I realized something wasn't quite right. So I realized a lot of successful people work up early. I woke up early, but I was waking up to go to work for someone else. So what I did was start waking up earlier for myself. And I accidentally stumbled across this. And I think how I stumbled across it was I would wake up at, say, 5 o'clock when I got a bit better at what I was doing. And I'd try and do an hour of sort of power and workout and maybe do a journal entry and do stuff like that. And I realized, hang on, by the time you wake up at 5 o'clock, you don't really get a whole hour if you need to be in the shower by 6:15 or 6 o'clock because you got to wake up, brush your teeth, you got to open your eyes, you've got to walk into the wall a bit. So I realized, all right, I'm going to wake up a little earlier than 5 o'clock. And then that's where it started to become 4:45, 4:30. And then I found out that if I do that, then I really give myself about an hour or two before I have to get ready for work and head out. So that's where it all came about. And a lot of the stuff you guys see now that I create was created in that time zone.
Absolutely. We've been able to have some great mentors. And one of them, Craig Ballantyne, calls that 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot the magic hour. And before the cell phone rings, it's before the chaos of the day starts to get in there. And, you know, you can really focus in and build that second brand or that second side hustle and focus on the things that you want before, like you said, going off to work for someone else.
And give that your full attention because that's really what you want and everything else comes after that. And as I always say, you know what, and no debt collectors ever call you at 4 o'clock in the morning, guys. So that's always a good reason to get up and enjoy your day before the phone starts ringing at 9 o'clock and you got to pay your bills.
Fantastic. Now, when it comes to building a personal brand, because that's something that, you know, if you search for your Instagram and through your partners and whatnot that you work with, that's a very big thing. So someone who is just starting out or doesn't really have a network, how can focusing on their personal branding help to grow their network?
Yeah. You know what? This is the thing I think we all have to learn to get our head around. And I think we kind of look at marketing and personal branding as separate to us. I think the thing we all have to learn is they're not separate to us at all. Our number one duty when it comes to professional endeavors is to have a personal brand, to put yourself out there, for people to know who you are and what you're about. Without that, like, you'll never get anywhere. No one who's successful in any realm doesn't have a network. And that's how you're going to look at it. So you can have these goals to be a millionaire. You can have these goals to do this or that or build a space station. But at the end of the day, it comes down to one fundamental thing which all these people have. It's not money. They all have a network. They have connections. They know people. So how do you build that? Well, one great way we know now is called social media. And you just got to use that tool, which is free. In the old days, you had TV, radio, and what else do we have? Newspapers. And you had to pay to play. Now, anyone, 13-year-old kid, 35-year-old guy, stay-at-home mom can build their brand online and share their expertise on what they know. And what we know is people only pay for expertise, right? At the end of the day, when all is said and done, people pay for expertise. And you might be sitting there going, hey, Joe, I don't know anything. Well, you know what? You do know something. If you worked at McDonald's for the last 5 years of your life, you know a lot more about how to work in that industry than most people. There's so much information you could share with someone. Find a way to tap into that and share that. So that's one of the things I recommend everyone does. Just get online and start building their brand. It doesn't cost you anything, but I suppose why most people don't do it is they see their job only as their job. And really your main job, your job's secondary, your main job's to build your brand and get known for what you do. If you do that, then you'll always have job security or income security.
Absolutely. Now, can you share a little bit about how you've been able to use your online network in real life?
Yeah, 100%. So I always call before 5 a.m. and to this day, and everyone knows, it's a no money down entity, right? And to this day, I still ensure it is a no money down entity because I want to prove that you can build something with no money down, but just pure effort, pure energy. And that means if I can do it with no money down, that means some kid in Africa can do it. That means anyone can do it. So how I use my network to meet people is very simple. I don't have to ring up and call people up anymore. They call me. But in the old days, and what kills most people is the door knocking, the having to send your resume in. And what kills you is having to ask someone for an opportunity. But what happens if you can switch that around? And people come to you because you've already created something they want to be involved in. Now that changes the game massively. That changes your confidence level massively. And that changes how you look at the world. If you don't have a brand, if you don't put yourself out there, if no one knows who you are or no one's ever heard of you, you have the fundamental flaw of having to knock on doors. And we all know the success rate of knocking on doors and sending resumes out and hoping that your favorite sports star gets in touch with you. It's a nightmare, right? It's hard work. But if you do the real work of building your brand and sharing your ideas with the world, and you build a small community of people who believe and trust in what you do and see value in what you do, then you open the whole world up to people wanting to be involved with what you do. And I always say this, Brendan, my biggest flaw in business was very simple. No one knew who I was. So it didn't matter what proposal I sent out, how many times I tried to market or pitch or sell. At the end of the day, no one knew who I was. No one knows what value I bring. No one knows what I'm about. So you're always on the back foot there. And so thank God that I learned that many times in business over the years.
Gotcha. Now, for someone who's just starting out, I think it's also important to know that, or and you can attest to this as well, that growing that network doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's got to take that conscious effort. And if you're going to hit bumps in the road, it's going to be tough at times, but once you have that, it's worth more than its weight in gold.
Yeah, it's worth more than, you're 100% right. That to me, I'd rather have a network than money, because money will always come down in value. Your network, if you do the right thing, have a good reputation, will always go up in value. So it's so important at the end of the day, and it really has to be your guy's number one priority. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. You could be in the garbage industry. You could be, like I said, in the fast food industry. You could be in an industry which lends itself to social media, like personal development or fitness models and stuff like that. But they lend themselves to social media a bit better. We all know that. But that doesn't put you out of the game. That just means you find a different niche. And the more expertise you share, the more knowledge you share, the better your niche is. And where a lot of people go wrong, they're trying to share a lot of stuff about their life or whatever they want to share. And what they're doing is they're losing the people who will actually spend money with you by fine-tuning it and making it tighter.
Very nice. Now, can you share one of your, you know, one of your favorite opportunities that you've been afforded due to having your expansive network?
I've got a lot of cool people I get to hang out with. That's kind of like, you know, that's one of the things you go, well, on the rough days you go, well, at least you got to hang out with some cool people. But, you know, I've got a bunch of friends in Hollywood now. Mario Lopez, good mate of mine. Pierre Garçon, NFL wide receiver, now playing for San Francisco, good mate of mine. So you meet all these kind of cool people. Fat Man Scoop, just hung out with him at a concert. So in terms of doing cool stuff, that's the cool stuff, right? But that's such a small part of what you do. And like you said before, it takes a long time to get there and to get known. I basically hustled, and this is really to answer your last question as well, I really hustled a lot to break through. And the hard part's breaking through. Now I've broken through, you can kind of just, and not to mention your attention goes in different directions, but ultimately breaking through is the hard part. And you know, I think it's 6 months, I only had a few thousand followers. So after a year, I didn't even have 100,000, but then it became exponential. So that's kind of how it goes. But when I started, so many people dropped off. So we remember, like, I think it was me, Agent Steve and Jason from Millionaire Mentor, a bunch of us started, and all the guys who started around the same time as us dropped off, guys and girls, they dropped off. So basically, as I always say, we were just stupid enough to stay in the game long enough, and it pays off. So so meeting cool people is the cool stuff. I have a 2-year waiting list on coaching. I'd say that's pretty cool compared to, you know, a few years ago when no one would pay me to sit down with me. You know, I'd have to pay them for them to listen to me. So so that's kind of cool. So there's some cool stuff. And I think just having the freedom to do what I love, that's, you know, take away all the bits and pieces. Being able to wake up and do what I believe in and create work I love, regardless of money and opportunities, to me that's worth its weight in gold, really. And if you can start every day doing something you love, and maybe it doesn't make you a millionaire, but I tell you what, you gain so much more than money just doing what you were born to do.
Absolutely. We say it's sort of like rolling a snowball up a hill. And then once you get to the top, it's going to be, it's smooth sailing. You're rolling down from there. Now, I do have another question about, so you said knocking on doors and starting and going out and reaching. So there is a point at the beginning, you know, where you have to put yourself out there. You have to reach. So if someone, you know, is a little bit uncomfortable or they don't really know how to reach out to some of those people, what are some of the best ways that you found to put yourself in that spotlight?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and the two always go hand in hand. So nothing, you don't ever drop off for knocking on doors. It's just what changes with the following is it becomes a little bit easier, right? It's a little bit easier for Richard Branson to walk into a company and at least get an interview for an opportunity than, say, you know, me or most people, right? So that's how you got to look at it. So you still have to knock on the doors and still create your own opportunities. That never changes, guys. So don't think, you know, you just get a following and everything comes to you. It's still very much part of the mix. All that really changes, it's a little bit easier for you to knock on that door and you're a little bit more confident because you've got a little bit of experience behind you. But at the end of the day, the best way to do it, guys, is use social media to show your expertise. So that means get on a blog, and if all you know about is hairstyling or makeup, then write about that. And start sharing that with a community of people in that industry. So don't even try to hard sell. I think nowadays the hard sell is most probably in the modern era slowing down its effectiveness. So a better approach, if you want to say sell hair and makeup product into hair salons and beauty places and stuff like that, is to create a blog where you show your experience and then try and interview people and get to know them and find out what they do. And build that brand, and then from there you can then sell that industry whatever you need to sell them to, you know, to get in the door or generate money, whatever it is you want to do.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, and that's something that we've learned in our journey online as well. Is, you know, at the beginning you're going to want to tell everyone everything, but the more specific and the more niche that you can get, that's really how you can open the door. Because you're going to create those raving fans. So like you said, whether it's working at McDonald's or whether you're a hairstylist, You know, you've got to be really specific about what it is and putting that value out there into the world. I really appreciate that.
And that's so true, Brendan. It's true. It's the value. You know, how much value can you add to their life? And let's all think about this for a second. Walking into a business trying to pitch something doesn't add much value to anyone's life. It doesn't even matter how good the product is. At that moment in time, it's a headache for most business owners or most decision makers. So if you can find a way to spin that and add value to their lives and then find a way to introduce them to your products and services, then you got a tenfold advantage.
Absolutely. You know, the times have changed. You've got to make sure that your quality content is adding value and it's giving people a solution to their problem so that they buy into at least attention to the other things that you have to say.
So true.
Fantastic. Now, talking about products, tell me a little bit about your blueprint for success.
Yeah, so the blueprint for success is a book I always wanted to look for. I wanted to find in a bookstore. I could never find it. So many books, so many great books, but nothing really broke it down for me in a way where I could just systematically work out what I have to do with my life and how to build my life from scratch. I think there's a stack of great material, and we know that that's true. Heaps of great ideas. But most concepts are too advanced for most people because they haven't got the fundamentals right. So what I created the blueprint as was a book to get the fundamentals right, to connect with yourself, work out what your purpose is, work out what your goals are, and then start to look at habits and routines, look at beliefs. And it's a tool you're meant to use every sort of week or every, you know, whenever you go to the next level, pull out your blueprint and have another crack at it because you're always evolving. And what worked 2 years ago sometimes doesn't work right now. So it's just a lifetime tool I wanted to create, and it's been very successful. So lucky everyone's enjoying it, and it's very much aligned with what I teach. And the best part is every 90 days I kind of do sort of things on Instagram where we talk about getting ready for the next 90 days and preparing. So often I use the blueprint as a reference so everyone kind of knows where to go, and that makes my life easier because I can say, guys, get your worksheets out for part 8 or 9 and let's get to work. So that makes it a bit cooler as well. So it's interactive in that sense from time to time.
And if someone wants to find out or purchase this, where can they do so?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Before5am.com, nice and simple. And you just download the 2 PDFs and print the blueprint out as you go. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Fantastic. Now, a little bit about you here. So if they want to find out, you know, a bit about you and what you do, what's the easiest way to sort of do some research on Joe Duncan?
You know, if you really want to find out about me, my Instagram page is the place, right? That's everything I have to share for the world. Everything about me is in that sort of realm. That's most probably the best place to go. And then I Am Joe Duncan is my personal sort of brand. So you guys can go and check those out. But, you know, everything I have to share is there. So that's why I'm not too big on having websites and all that kind of stuff, because everything I want to share is online already. So
I think one of the incredible things that you do very differently with your Instagram account is that with each post, you have long descriptions. It's almost like a blog post with each picture versus, you know, just having a little catchy hashtag and a little snippet. You really provide value with each post. Now, would you say that's a big part of what's helped you to gain such a strong following?
100%. That's my niche at the end of the day. I wouldn't say my quote pictures are the best in the world. I wouldn't say I'm world-class on that front. I think a lot of people do that a lot better than me. Where I excel is being able to convey a very meaningful message which covers as much ground as I can in the space I have and adds value. And that's what I'm known for. And without that, you know, there'd be no Before 5am, there'd be no Joe Duncan. So thank God you know, and there's a character limit. So in some ways it's good because some of those things would go on for 2 days, you'd still be reading. So, yeah, that's kind of, I've been lucky to find that niche. And really that's the hard part, right? Anyone can come up with a cool picture and a cool quote. The hard part is being able to put that in a way which relates to someone's life and then adds value where they can apply the skills they've learned. But that goes back to my fundamentals of trying to help people learn the basics. I think there's a lot of great motivation, inspiration out there, but I think that's where it stops. And I think we live in a society now where we're too inspired and too motivated, but we don't have the fundamentals to know what the strategies are. And with that, you have fundamental problems in your life because you're pumped up, you're motivated, but for what? You don't know how to get ahead.
Right. And then at the end of the day, they're not actually executing and doing anything with that big motivation.
It's become the modern day drug, I call, you know, Instagram and social media has created the opportunity to feel like you're doing something by feeling motivated and inspired. But when it comes to strategy and actually turning your life around, we tend to shy away from that a little bit more.
Gotcha. Now, for I know that you're an inspiration to many, but who would you say is an inspiration to you?
My biggest inspiration, and I would have given you guys so many different answers in the past, but my biggest inspiration are the people who follow me and who take the time out to comment and get involved and use the strategies that I've, you know, showed them or ideas I've shared with them to turn their life around. And, you know, I could say Elon Musk is great. I could say Richard Branson, Steve Jobs. I could name sports people. But at the end of the day, the people who most inspire me are everyday folk who have their own battles and who try and turn their life around with no specific great gift or talent or opportunity, but they make the most of what they've got. They're the people who inspire me the most.
That's a fantastic answer. Now, for our audience out there, do you have any books that you personally recommend or favorites that you like to read?
Yeah, since we're talking about branding and everything, I would say that there's two books which fundamentally got me here across the line to just step out and go, dude, you better start sharing your passion. Otherwise, you know, you're done. So it was Seth Godin, Purple Cow, one of my favorites. So that was one of the fundamental books, and all Seth Godin books helped me. But that was the one which got me realizing, well, you got to do something different, and it's got to be art, and it's got to be unique, and you got to share that thing with the world. The other one was 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. That was a book which helped me realize, well, you got to do it at such a level where you can, you know, be noticed. So that was, they're the two sort of books which finally got me across the line in terms of stepping out and creating before 5 a.m.
Fantastic. Now, last question on a personal note here. If you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, or future, who would it be?
If I could have a conversation with anyone, I'd have to go to my hero, Ayrton Senna, Formula One driver. He'd be my number one that I'd have to sit down and have dinner with, or a coffee or a conversation. That would be my go-to.
Awesome, awesome. Joe, you have given our readers and our audience here some fantastic content. Now, is there anything that you wish that I had asked or brought up during the interview?
Only 50 more questions, Brandon. I think you did a wonderful job. Maybe a question about how we find ourselves and find out our purpose and how we actually make that transition and make it profitable. But I think you did kind of ask that, so I'd say you're about there.
Absolutely. That, you know, that's just like what you said earlier. You've got to find whatever it is that you're good at, create quality content around it, put it out there into the world, make it a little bit different, and don't give up. And keep building and building and building, and that's the way that it goes.
100%. You know, you've just got to keep going. And you know what? It's a journey, guys. And when you remember it's a journey, you'll understand that there's many lessons to learn, there's many skills to develop. And over 10 or 20 years, which is the time set you guys should be looking at, not 10 or 20 months, but 10 or 20 years, you will find success if you keep pursuing it. And you look at most successful people, their success comes in somewhere between the first and second decade, but often after the second decade.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, Joe, I really appreciate your time. I know our audience got a ton of value. This is going to be an awesome interview. I'm going to have a heck of a time trying to write a description for this interview, all the wonderful things that we talked about here. But I'll make sure to put links to before5am.com. And if there's anything else that you want me to add, just let me know. But outside of that, I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with us today.
Hey, mate, great interview, and keep up the great work. And guys, have a great day, and keep doing your thing.
Fantastic.
And that's a wrap. What did you think? Let us know your favorite thing that you learned in the comments below. And if you know someone who could use a bit of inspiration or wants to grow those social media networks, go ahead and send them the link to this video. I know that they will certainly appreciate it. Below, I've included the links to Joe's Success Blueprint, his website, the books that he recommended. So if there's something that we spoke about and you want to find it, just look in the description below. I've made it super easy for you. As always, click subscribe right down there in the corner if you like what we're putting down so that you never miss a video. Every Wednesday, we're going to be releasing brand new interviews with the top industry experts and influencers for communication, body language, career coaches, and so much more so that you can learn the very best tips right from the source. And always, check us out, www.lifesecretsauce.com. Until next time, ciao for now.